Ever stood in front of your bathroom mirror, looked at your reflection, and thought, ugh? That's exactly where Mel Robbins found herself one morning, overwhelmed, exhausted, and drowning in self-doubt. In a moment of desperation, she instinctively raised her hand toward her reflection in a high five. Without words, she was telling herself exactly what she needed to hear, that she could do this, that she wasn't alone. As her hand touched the mirror, something shifted inside her. The next morning, she found herself looking forward to this ritual, like meeting a friend who always believes in you. This simple gesture, the high five habit, has since transformed millions of lives worldwide. What makes this approach so powerful is its simplicity. It costs nothing, but delivers extraordinary results by addressing our fundamental human need to feel seen, heard, and celebrated. In a world where we're quick to cheer for others, but merciless with ourselves, this practice offers a revolutionary way to become your own greatest supporter. Think about it. When was the last time you celebrated yourself with the same enthusiasm you show for others? High-fiving yourself in the mirror prevents your brain from processing negative thoughts simultaneously. The positive associations automatically shift your mind into a supportive state. Research confirms this effect. Studies show high fives build resilience in children more effectively than verbal praise. UC Berkeley researchers found NBA teams exchanging more high fives early in the season had higher chances of reaching championships. These gestures communicate powerful messages like "I've got your back" and "We've got this." This habit works through neurobics, pairing routine activities with unexpected sensory experiences and desired emotions. This combination creates brain fertilizer that forms new neural pathways. When you high-five yourself, your brain connects positive feelings with your reflection, replacing self-doubt with self-acceptance. Research from the University of Hertfordshire found that self-acceptance is the strongest predictor of happiness. Yet, it's what we practice least. We'll drink kale smoothies and exercise religiously while constantly beating ourselves up for not doing enough. Most of us weren't taught self-kindness. Our parents were hard on themselves and, consequently, on us. Whether it was a mother who criticized herself in the mirror or a father who measured worth by achievements, your brain absorbed these patterns in childhood. Self-criticism isn't just unpleasant, it's counterproductive and demotivating. Creating happiness requires practicing daily acts of kindness toward yourself. The high-five habit isn't about fake praise, but about changing the default programming that keeps you trapped in a destructive relationship with yourself. You can't think your way to a new life, you must act differently. The habit has two simple steps. First, stand in front of the mirror before checking your phone and connect with yourself momentarily, seeing the person inside, not just your appearance. Second, high-five yourself in the mirror. This gesture silently says, "I see you. I believe in you. Let's go." Morning high-fives impact your entire day because your morning mood affects productivity for hours afterward. This positive gesture creates momentum and prioritizes your needs before attending to others or social media. The mirror is essential. You're connecting the positive association your brain has with high fives to your reflection. This helps you reconnect with yourself, your needs, and dreams that may have been lost in life's busyness. Rather than waiting to feel worthy of celebration, the habit transforms your relationship with yourself. If it feels awkward, that discomfort reveals how uncomfortable you are with celebrating yourself. When negative self-beliefs are programmed into your subconscious, praise, even self-directed, feels foreign, explaining why compliments make you squirm when you don't believe you deserve them. Everyone has a negative mantra about themselves that replays constantly. These thoughts don't improve you, they keep you stuck. Like a clogged dryer lint screen, our minds collect residue from negative experiences, blocking us from celebrating ourselves. Your reticular activating system, RAS, acts as your mind's bouncer, filtering massive amounts of daily data and determining what reaches your conscious awareness. You can train your RAS to filter for things that elevate you rather than reinforce negative self-images. When properly used, your RAS becomes a searchlight, revealing opportunities. But if negative thoughts dominate, it will find evidence to confirm them. Change limiting beliefs by flipping them to more empowering perspectives. Instead of, "I screw everything up, I am a failure," try, "I forgive myself for the things I did when I was trying to survive. Every day, I am becoming better." The stories you tell yourself matter. Your RAS will show evidence confirming whatever narrative you repeat. Try this. Look for naturally occurring heart shapes around you. This simple exercise demonstrates how quickly perception changes when you direct your brain's attention. For a long time, jealousy consumed Mel. When a friend bought a beautiful house 5 times the size of hers, she cried thinking, "We'd never have a home that nice." She believed if someone else achieved something, it meant she couldn't. Recognize that others haven't beaten you to your dreams. They're lighting the path. See the potential in life, and you'll celebrate others' success rather than stewing in jealousy. Transform your limiting belief from, "If somebody else has it, I can't," to, "Their success proves I can have it too." Jealousy is actually a navigation tool, like curiosity or desire. It shows you where to steer your life. When someone achieves something you want, use that feeling productively. Message them, learn from them, follow accounts showcasing your desires. This transforms jealousy into inspiration and helps your RAS recognize these possibilities for yourself. If you think, "It'll never be me," you won't take action. Thinking about what you want without acting isn't a dream, it's just a wish. Remember, the world didn't say you can't have this. You did. The high five habit isn't magic. It's a practical tool that changes how you see yourself and the world. It breaks the cycle of self-criticism and replaces it with self-celebration that propels you forward. When you acknowledge your worth each morning, you view challenges as opportunities rather than potential failures. You were born with the ability to love yourself. As a baby, you loved your reflection and kissed mirrors. You're completely unique. Your DNA, fingerprints, and voice belong only to you. You're naturally resilient, too. As a baby learning to crawl, you never gave up despite countless failures, continuing without telling yourself stories about inadequacy. Some mornings, you'll struggle to find something to celebrate in the mirror. High-five yourself anyway. Each high-five celebrates both who you are and who you're becoming. Your relationship with yourself forms the foundation for everything else in your life. When you become your own biggest supporter, you transform how you see yourself and move through the world. Tomorrow morning, when you first look in the mirror, raise your hand high and meet yourself with celebration, a simple gesture that says, "I see you, I believe in you, let's go."